But right now, though, of course, to put a spotlight on the Khanyisani Legends chapter, we're going to speak to the coordinator, in fact, the interim chairperson of the coordinating committee for the Khanyisani Legends chapter, representing the pioneering learners of 1988 to 1998, the very first decade that shaped Khanyisani Secondary School into what it is today. So we're going to speak to Mr. Lucky Kosas Masego. A very warm welcome to you, my good sir. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you very much. We're doing fine. Good morning, and good morning to your listener.
Mr. Lucky Kosas, I mean, what inspired the idea behind the Khanyisani Legends chapter and this upcoming reunion after iminyaka engaka?
Yeah, the Khanyisani Secondary School is not just an ordinary school, according to us. And then after so many years, we remember those legends that started Khanyisani in 1988. And in 1990, we moved and forcefully occupied the school where Khanyisani is at the moment. Hence, we wanted those that have started the school, the learners as well as the teachers, in 1988 and 1998, so that we reconnect and also try and find something that we can do to plow back to the school for having helped us to what we are and what we are doing today.
And this reunion, mina ngiyazi ukuthi you know, this reunion isn't just about meeting old classmates, but it's also about giving back. I mean, what are some of the plans, or maybe ama projects, the Legends chapter has for the school and the community as a whole?
Yeah, on the 10th, we agreed that on the 1st, because it's going to be our inaugural meeting on the 1st of November, we'll get to plan what we're going to do going forward. But for now, we are going to be giving back in terms of sanitary towels, toiletries, and other stuff for the class of matric 2025. And going forward, we are going to register this entity as an NPO so that we'll be able to raise funds to can assist the school. We are planning that in the future that Khanyisani Secondary School must be counted among the schools that are going to have like 100% pass rate in the grade.
Oh man, nice. And Nitivanjani, you know, to celebrate a school you actually literally helped build. Like Nitivanjani, Mr. Kosas.
No, sijabule kakhulu. Sinale WhatsApp group and Facebook group lana sihlangana khona. Sesizame ukukhuluma na cishe 400 yabafundi laba bekhona eKhanyisani, and si present a compilation list yalaba sebashini. Now it's over 300 laba sizame ukwathola ukuthi si reconnect nabo. Every day bakhona labangenako, they are very excited ukuthi bakhone ku kuyabatolekelela lapha esikoleni. Sihlelile wathengwa tinto kukhona nje nabo kuvelile mfundi omunye avele athi no, nina contribute a cow for this event, and also so that we can also leave some food for the class of matric this year if so hlangana nathi ungasiphepha kuhlangana lapha. So ngiloko lesi sifuna ukuthi sikwenze, but ngiyakutshela ukuthi lapha kule ma-groups ethu, your Facebook, your WhatsApp group, people are very excited and are looking forward to the fair.
Oh, lovely stuff. And I mean, many people haven't seen each other in over 30 years. What kind of emotions and memories are coming up? I mean, as wonke umuntu sekayaconnect, as we are reconnect, imaphi lama memories avelayo, Mr. Kosas?
Well, siyakubona lapha egroupini kuyakhulunywa kakhulu in terms of what we did at that school, especially the one when we moved from Manzini primary school after I was being there for 3 years. Simuva, si toilet itulu ni matafla 8. And mina, I was in standard 8 at the time.
Yeah.
And we were able, the standard 8 learners were teaching those in standard 6 and standard 7.
Wow.
So we taught ourselves for a month before we decided, no, we're going to get our teachers. Then we moved to Manzini Primary School, and then we engaged the teachers,
yeah,
and we went with them to Kanizan. The engagement was not like a peaceful engagement. But Sabashova, our teacher, I would know you must come and teach us. But our teacher, about those things. That is why, now, our teacher has been feeling about that peace. So that we reconnect with them. Sikhone khuluma lomlando walesikolo ngoba muhle kakhulu and nabo babone ukuthi into singakwenzeka lesikolo babone ukuthi because now we were at that time niyalo sebangani bethu.
Hey. Oh, man, it must have been an experience, Mr. Kosas. So, I mean, as we wrap it up, as the school approaches its 40th anniversary, what message maybe do you have for current learners and future generations of Kanyisani? What's your last message to them?
Yeah, the message is funny. I would say, it's not just an ordinary school. Where ungathi na uphasa ngabo 40%. Sikolo lesifine mlandu lo muhle kakhulu. And sifisa nokuthi laba baka matric ngoba balapha ekhem khona bangathi esikolweni soba nabo so that we are able to motivate them. But then what is important ukuthi lo mpimbo uqala ngo 9 ekseni on Saturday and the dress code is blue jeans and the white t-shirt. Sizama ukuthi kungayendeki lento ukuthi siya go yenda i-show off lapha ukuthi bani wagcina kuphi ngoba labanye bayasaba bakhona ba excited bakhona basabako ngoba impilo ayizange yasifitha kufana nasiphuma lapha esikoleni. Kunalabanye laba kusukela saphuma esikoleni abakawuthinzi nomsebenzi. Siyabafuna nabo ukuthi sikhone ukubona ukuthi going forward how can we assist each other. Nabo bangabantu balahleke nje endleleni. Kuna tishara wethu, tishara Khoza, nangimkhumbula kahle. Wasephola naye akekho esimeni lesi-right. Sike sakhuluma ukuthi labo tishara labo kumele ukuthi kube nendlela yokuthi thine labasifundisa siba asiste going forward.
You know what? What a heartfelt message, Mr. Lucky Kosas Masego. Ngiyabonga for isikhathi sakho namuhla. And may you have a lovely rest of your day. And I wish you all the best with the reunion. Thank you so much for your time, my good sir.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Oh, there you have it, man. What a wonderful story to go along with that one. Kanyisani Legends Chapter. Man, you gotta love it. And of course, I mean, as all communities are inspired to do the same, well, now we're community yako. You can stand up, you know, stand up and do the right thing for the future. And of course, Mpumalanga, azishe. Rise FM.